Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
On that note, joining me as always is Ans van Rensburg, who is the clinic admin manager at Disc and Baby City. Hello, Ans, how are you doing?
Hi, Landy, I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I am wonderful. I've been talking about preventing injuries, and prevention is better than cure.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, when children require, or when anyone, it can be an adult or child, require emergency medical treatment, it always catches everyone off guard. I mean, that's just the nature of the injury or the nature of the condition, I suppose. It's something that you don't foresee, which is why it's an emergency. And many times people don't know what to do. They don't know how to handle a situation, for example, if their child is choking on something that they swallowed or inhaled, rather. And that's why what Angelique, for example, is offering is incredibly valuable. And if anyone needs to, if you don't know what to do in a situation where your child might be choking or they might need CPR, it's really worth going for a course or at the very least doing your own research on a platform such as YouTube. There's a lot of helpful information on there. But a course such as what Angelique is offering is much more valuable than just watching a video. But the more that you know, the better you are equipped to deal with such a situation, it can really go a long way.
Yeah, and I mean, that's what I was saying, that for me, it really, my son has hit his head, and I've told the story now already, is that for me, it was such a impressive situation how calm I was able to remain. And I really do feel it's because I had a first aid and a CPR knowledge that I kind of like zeroed in on it, and I was focused and I could remain calm in that like really panicky situation.
Yes.
And I feel that that's the case. But Ans, one thing I really do want to ask you, because you're the actual nurse, because yes. I was actually asking Angelique, I have CPR training and I've gone for the training quite a few times, and she has as well. And we have never needed to use CPR. Have you actually needed to use CPR?
I've used CPR in the hospital. Unfortunately, where I used to work, in a hospital setting, anything can happen to a patient and or even to a child. And sometimes you need to resuscitate a person. And even in a hospital setting, which is, I think, an ideal situation where that you can have to resuscitate a patient, it's extremely scary. I'll be very honest, even for a medical professional, it's something that, regardless of your experience, it catches you off guard. So I can imagine, even in a situation where it's in a public setting, it can be in a store somewhere, it can be on the beach, it is extremely scary. That's the best word that I can use for it. And yeah. I've been present where someone had been administering CPR before I completed my nursing training, but I haven't myself. I've been fortunate enough to haven't had to apply CPR before in a public setting.
Ah, no, I was just interested because, like I said, it is something that I feel I'm equipped to do, but I would be very panicked if I actually had to do that. But on that note, with regards to something that is more common, is obviously first aid. And I do have to say that if you're looking for a first aid kit, Deskip is the place to go.
Definitely. And we do sell standard first aid kits. But if you are going on holiday and you need advice on what products to take with you above and beyond, over and above your first aid kit, it's really worth speaking to one of our nurses or to one of our pharmacists, because we can really tell you, you know, from experience, we've noted that X, Y, and Z is important to include in your first aid kit. Because one, like a really good example is what Angelique also mentioned, is a thermometer. It's the one thing everyone forgets. And when you're on holiday, suddenly your child might have a fever, and you think, you touch their forehead and you think, oh, they're warm, aren't they? I don't know. It's difficult. You have to guess. And it makes the treatment of your child, you know, when you're en route to your holiday destination, just so much more difficult, because you don't actually know what to treat them for. So you can really speak to one of our nurses or one of our pharmacists, and we'll guide you on what to include medicine-wise as well, because there are certain things that really go, that can go a long way to help you.
Great. On that note, thank you so much, Ans, for joining me. I will speak to you next week.
Wonderful. Thank you, Lundy.
Take care. Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.